As we prepare to enter into our prayer time this morning, I have a joy to share and several concerns. Today in Hershey, Addie's mom is celebrating her birthday, so we celebrate with Jan Stong on her birthday. A number of concerns. Barb McMullen, one of our members, has shared with us her reminder that this week, February 1st through the 7th, is National Gun Survivors Week. Barb has a passion for addressing this concern, which is a very real one in our society. And if you'd like to engage her in conversation about this, I know that she would be glad to engage you in conversation and activity as well. We also keep in our prayers Bill Allen, friend and neighbor of both our McMullen family and the Atkuses. Bill is battling COVID and in the hospital. And Rachel Hendricks, a part of our church family, asked us if we would pray for her landlord, Ken Sherman, who is battling cancer. We also continue to keep in our prayers the family of Stan Menninger. Stan's memorial service was on Friday, and we keep his family in our prayers as they continue to grieve. We each come today without question, with people on our minds and hearts, concerns for one another and our world. As we enter into this time of prayer, may we be very aware that God is listening. Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, as we enter into this time of prayer, it is with a sense of awe and wonder, for you never grow weary of listening to us. No concern of ours is too small for your consideration. No word of praise or gratitude that we offer up is missed by you. No cry of despair, no expression of disappointment, no anxious moment of ours is ignored by you. Thank you for giving us your undivided attention. May we dare to give you ours. As we consider all that has unfolded in our world over the course of this past week, we are keenly aware of how much we need your strength, your guidance, your comfort, your courage. There are troops in harm's way halfway around the world. There are families grieving the loss of loved ones. There is gun violence out of control. Natural disasters to be reckoned with, and the very challenge of just putting one foot in front of the other and coping with life from day to day. Life is hard, and not a one of us can make it out there alone, O God. Help us as we seek to help one another. Grant us strength beyond our own as we seek to live lives that embody the kind of love that lasts, the love that your Son Jesus embodied, the love that makes us real. Today we pray especially for our children, the young ones, their teachers, all continuing to try to make the best of a far less than ideal situation as they seek to learn and educate amid a pandemic. We pray for healthcare workers on every level, as they hang on by the thinnest of threads, seeking to provide care yet weary beyond comprehension. And for the countless, countless many who are battling COVID, give them strength and be with the families that love them. We pray for those struggling with mental health concerns, recognizing that all of us are vulnerable. And yes, we are all in this together. In the quiet of these moments, we lift up to you what is on our minds, what weighs heavy on our hearts, what we simply cannot manage alone. Sit with us in this silence, loving God, and help us to find you in it. Hear our prayers, loving God, and grant us your peace this day and always. Amen. As you arrived for worship this morning, you placed your offering in the plates near the doors as you entered. We pause now to bless those gifts, to surround them with thanksgiving, to offer them up to our God as we seek to be good stewards. I invite you to stand and join in singing our doxology.
Good and giving God, we give you thanks for these many gifts, for the hands and hearts that offered them freely, for the love that is within them. We pray now that your love might transform them. Take all that has been offered this day, our time, our talents, concrete, tangible gifts, and use them in ways that are transformative and prophetic. Grant us discernment and wisdom as we use these gifts, our gifts, and may we truly reflect you in all things. Amen. Can't think of a better song to send us out. But as you do go from this place and let your little lights shine, may you know that no matter what edge you are standing on, the love of God meets you there and surrounds you there. The peace of Christ sustains you, and the power of the Holy Spirit steps with you into whatever lies ahead this day and every day. Amen.